Hi, this is Jake Shimabukuro, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Aurora. I'm 9 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Aurora, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 3 of Request Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have our Easy Peasy Quizlet coming up after the music today. We have had so much fun picking out all of your requests when you've sent them to us this week. You are the stars of the show and the people picking out the music. And boy, are we excited for today's music, because this was not just requested by some listeners. This features some listeners. Yes, our friends Parker and Dorothy in Memphis, Tennessee, provided some wonderful backup singing to what we're going to hear today, which is the Hippopotamus Song. Now, it's originally by a group called Flanders and Swan, who wrote fun, silly songs, but this recording is extra super special because the gentleman with the beautiful, deep voice singing the Hippopotamus Song is their dad, Jason Hardy. So, in a recital for the Marilyn Horn Foundation, Jason Hardy sings the Hippopotamus Song, joined on the chorus by Parker and Dorothy.
A bold hippopotamus was standing one day on the banks of the Kushalima. He gazed at the bottom as it peacefully lay by the light of the evening star. Away on a hilltop set, combing her hair, was a fair hippopotamine maid. A hippopotamus was no ignoramus, and sang her this sweet serenade. Mud, mud, glorious mud, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glorious mud. The fair hippopotami he aims to entice from her seat on that hilltop above. As she hadn't got a ma to give her advice, came tiptoeing down to her like thunder, the forest re-echoed the sound of the song that they sang as they met. His inamorata adjusted her garter and lifted her voice in duet. Why don't you try it? Hippopotami began to convene on the banks of that river so wide. I wonder now what am I to say of the scene that ensued by the Shalimar side. They dived all at once with an ear-splitting splash, then rose to the surface again. A regular army of hippopotami, all singing this haunting refrain. Everybody now.
Mud, mud, glorious mud.
Nothing quite like it for cooling the mud. So follow me, follow.
Down.
Thank you.
Kids Commuters, how I love this request week. It has been so special. We just heard Kids Commuters Dorothy and Parker from Memphis, Tennessee, singing awesome backups for their dad, Jason. Doesn't he have a beautiful voice? All those Hardys have wonderful voices. That's the Hippopotamus song by Flanders and Swan. Sorry if that gets stuck in your head all day. Okay, Kids Commuters. Oh, I love that. Quizlet time. All week, we're going to ask you this question, and when you answer, we'll give you this shout-out on the air, send you a little prize pack, and we will enter your name to win our monthly grand prize of 50, that's 50 packets of applesauce from Go-Go Squeeze. Okay, here is the question. What are you thankful for? And we have so many delightful and kind answers from your fellow kids commuters. Thank you very much to Jonah, Laura, Colin, and Aaron, who are grateful for Kids Commute. Aw, thank you. We are grateful for you too, truly. Luca is thankful for the whole earth. Asher and Noah are thankful for Jesus Christ. Lyndon, who just now turned 5 years old, says she's thankful for the world around me and my birthday. Happy birthday, Lyndon. Now, Gwyneth says, I'm thankful for having property, my house, enough food to eat, my family, friends, having my education, wonderful teachers, and having even more than I need. Luke says he's grateful for pear, mango, bacon, and his brother's music. Oh, that's lovely. We heard Xander's music yesterday. That's his brother, and we are grateful for that, too. Atticus is thankful for his sister, and his sister Cora Jean is thankful for nature. Fulton is thankful for his whole entire family, and I want to play you a little thankful greeting from our friend Hazel.
Hi, Kate and Tony. This is Hazel. I just want to say what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for having a nice, warm, comfy house to live in. Bye.
Nice one. Bye. Thank you, Hazel, for that. All right, Kids Commuters, thank you all so much for sharing these wonderful things with us. It has been so neat to hear from you. Now, if you haven't had a chance to tell us what you're thankful for yet, I will be here tomorrow live on Thanksgiving Day, and we'll have one more chance to read your notes on air this week. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we'll hear music for Lewis, who is a Hufflepuff. So we'll have a Hufflepuff vibe on Kids Commute for Thanksgiving Day. Tell us what you're thankful for in a text message. Don't forget your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. That's Kids Commute for today. I'm Kate Botello. Have a glorious day in the mud or wherever you are. Happy almost Thanksgiving.
Interlochen Public Radio. Oh, yeah.